The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
I got some fun news for you. Oh, yeah. So ScoMo's in Perth right now. You guys, do you know who he's been spotted with, campaigning with? The Spud King, Tony Gallardi.
Oh, my God.
Scott Morrison and Tony Gallardi.
That is an image.
Wow. And what do you think? What do you think Tony Gallardi's wearing?
Oh, of course it's got to be his blue uniform.
Yeah, his blue sleeveless work top and his stubbies.
Because Scott Morrison is now representing the worker, isn't he? He's like pitching for the worker vote.
So all of a sudden, he's a man of the people.
The bloke who owns, you know, several supermarket outlets and a number of veggie farms and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Is wearing, you know,
very, very workers. All very interesting for the seat of Swan, right, where a lot of those little farms and stuff are. And so they met at the George Burnett Leisure Centre in Carrawarra, which is in the seat of Swan. And you know what? The Spud Shed afterwards gave ScoMo a ringing endorsement. He told the West, look, what we've gone through in the last 4 years with COVID, I think he's done a pretty good job.
4 years.
He said, I think it's been good for Australia. Our employment has been the lowest ever. Interest rates have been good. So he's laying that all at ScoMo's feet and said, yeah, he's done a great job. He's called him a true Australian.
How convenient that they sort of happened upon each other at the leisure centre then.
Yeah, I know. And do you know what? They
Very
asked
fortunate.
Him what he thought of Labor leader Anthony Albanese, and Tony Gallardi said, no comment.
Wouldn't give a bag of spuds for him.
So, you know, he said, I'm here to support the Morrison government. So, interesting.
Interesting.
So he's chosen sides. He's thrown his spuds
in
with ScoMo.
But he hasn't dissed Albanese's side. He hasn't dissed Labor just because they might win.
Because they could be spud shed shoppers. They could be spud shed shoppers as well.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.